News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
Really good. You overcame a lot. You stuck together as a team like we talked about. All right, you relied on your faith to help get you through this.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
That was the very emotional post-game press conference that was held yesterday following the Kansas City Chiefs football game. And people are still talking about the murder-suicide on Saturday by Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher, shot and killed his girlfriend before committing suicide in front of the coach and general manager. Police not releasing any more additional information about the murder-suicide in which Belcher shot his 22-year-old girlfriend Cassandra Perkins several times before driving about 5 miles to Arrowhead Stadium, thanking the general manager Scott Pioli and coach Romeo Crennel, as you just heard, for all that they had done for him. Belcher then shot himself at the practice facility's parking lot. 1 month before the deadline, negotiations between President Obama and Republicans to save the economy from a plunge over the so-called fiscal cliff are still in the throat-clearing stage. Serious bargaining is on hold while the two sides vie for political leverage.
He says the Republicans are going to make Christmas Scrooge?
Scrooge, yeah. Yeah, they're going to make, they are the Scrooge of the political world.
Because people won't get their tax cuts?
Because the tax cuts that we have known will expire at the end of the year. So as they go forth, and then we will be in a big mess. You remember the picture that went viral last week or week before last about the generosity of a New York policeman who gave a pair of boots to a bearded homeless man? Well, it obviously had a great impact on people around the world, but none as much as the family members of the man now identified as Jeffrey Hillman. He was identified by his family members, said that he has been lost in the system for many years, but they said that he is always welcome home, and they had not heard from him or even seen him until that picture came across their screens. Americans have shown about as much appetite for the $1 coin as kids do with some food items like spinach. Now, it looks like they're still trying to give us the $1 coin, and Congress is considering replacing the dollar bill with the dollar coin, and they are now trying to do away with the dollar bills entirely, replacing them.
At the strip clubs, that's
what y'all. Ooh, ow, oh, Sam, ooh.
Happy anniversary to the text message. They say that 20 years ago today, the first text message was sent. It was an engineer, and he sent the first SMS, which is short messaging service, from his computer to a friend's mobile phone on the 3rd of December, 1992.
How many texts have been sent
today? Oh, they have said they have not.
Most of them are Kwame Kilpatrick and General Petraeus.
of late, yes, yes.
Of all the text messages sent, most of them have come from Kwame and Petraeus.
According to a master texter himself. Yes. And we heard Chris Paul give an update on the NFL, and you can check out the HBCU wrap-up in week 14 from the one and only Roscoe Nance on blackamericaweb.com. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Will.